Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump said to be wanting nearly $250 million from his own Justice Department. Here's ABC's Rachel Scott.
Sources tell ABC News that President Trump is pushing for a personal $230 million payout from the Justice Department as compensation for the federal investigations he's faced.
Well, I guess they probably owe me a lot of money for that. Yeah, that's true.
That money would ultimately come from American taxpayers. The president, now in charge of the department that investigated him for allegations of Russian meddling in the 2016 election and mishandling of classified documents in 2022.
The president's pick to head up the Office of Special Counsel Paul Ingrassia has withdrawn his name after many of his text messages were found to be offensive. Long lines outside the Louvre this morning as the famous museum opened its doors to the public for the first time since the robbery of many of France's crown jewels. The wing they were housed in does remain closed. This is ABC News.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. More than two dozen positions in the Dane County Sheriff's Office could be cut. The county is facing a $31 million budget deficit. County Executive Melissa Agard has called for reducing each department's budget by at least 4%. Her plan to close that gap also includes a hiring freeze. However, she said that would not apply to public safety positions. Right now, there are currently 28 open positions at the Sheriff's Department. But now, three county supervisors have proposed cutting those 28 positions entirely. They would take the money saved and put it into the Health and Human Services Department, the county's biggest division. That money would go toward things like the new men's homeless shelter, according to reporting from WISC. Sheriff Calvin Barrett is advocating against this plan. He says it would harm public safety, especially in more rural areas, according to WKOW. Barrett says their response time in spots like the town of Dunn or the town of Albion could be slower. On top of that, the county is set to open the long-awaited new jail in 2027. The sheriff asked how he's supposed to open a building that he can't staff. The Dane County Deputy Sheriff's Association represents almost 500 deputies, and their president says this plan would bring staffing shortages they haven't seen in almost 30 years. The Dane County Board will meet tomorrow night, and they'll discuss this measure. Meanwhile, a man has been arrested for allegedly stalking the Chief Justice of the Wisconsin Supreme Court. 37-year-old Ryan Thornton was allegedly asked to stop sending emails to Chief Justice Jill Karofsky. Authorities say in those emails, he demanded her home address and used derogatory language. He also reportedly said she's, quote, going down, end quote. Thornton is charged with one count of stalking. He's now out on bond with a GPS monitor. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Packers prepare for Pittsburgh. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, it's the Packers and the Steelers this week on Sunday Night Football. But head coach Matt LaFleur reminding us they're playing the Steelers, not Aaron Rodgers.
We're playing the Pittsburgh Steelers, who happen to have Aaron Rodgers. I mean, it's as simple as that. That is for you guys to talk about. We've got a lot of respect and love for Aaron. I mean, what he's done here is a Hall of Famer. This game is not about that. It's about going to Pittsburgh, Sunday Night Football. Our guys will be jacked up. It's about the Green Bay Packers versus the Pittsburgh Steelers.
NBA, it's the Bucks against the Wizards tonight in Milwaukee and the debut of Miles Turner and what role he'll play on the Bucks this season.
As a center, you know, as an anchor in the back part of the defense, it's like, what you're supposed to do? The feedback has been phenomenal. It's like, you know, you're right. I don't even realize when I'm doing it. They're saying, yo, we need more of that. You know, it's not something we've had, you know, consistently in the past. Like, we need a voice. We need someone to always, like, step up and speak. So I'm just taking it on.
That's the Bucks' Miles Turner with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Madison, Wisconsin. Students, government, lakes, and 92.7 WMDX.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Just an isolated light shower possible today. Otherwise, cloudy, breezy, and chilly with high temperatures right around 50. For tonight, a fairly cold night for this time of year. Gradually decreasing clouds, low temperatures in the mid-30s. Currently, it's 44.
Don't act like that. Don't wear that. Don't think that. I've heard everything you tell yourself every time you felt different. And I want you to know, that you can be vulnerable and powerful, that taking care of your mind is taking care of everyone you love and who loves you. Love your mind. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome No Packers, No Life director Craig Benzine and Northeast Wisconsin native son and the writer-director of a movie currently in theaters called The Twits, Phil Johnston. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
92.7 WMDX, the talk of the Isthmus.
It's a beautiful morning.
First of all, you guys put on a good show, and I think that goes without saying.
I love your show. I listen all the time.
You have a pretty fun show. I listen to it most of the time, you know. Keep up the good work.
No, it's disgusting. It's a ploy.
God, I love you. Get the hell off the stage.
Nice work, everyone. Sharp broadcast. Really good.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Oh, my goodness.
Good morning.
Good morning to
you.
It's another day, another morning. We'll make it.
Well, thank you for that uplifting message.
During the newscast, it was revealed that there's a stalker for the Chief Justice, Jill Karofsky.
What?
Yeah, going after her, wanting her address, the whole litany of information on her. But he's been stopped at this point. Okay. But, you know, it's the left, right? It's the dangerous left. Mm. It's the terrorists. It's the Antifa left that we really have to worry about. How about the New York guy convicted and by the way, imprisoned for January 6th? Mm. He was arrested on Sunday on a charge that he threatened to kill Democratic House Leader Hakeem Jeffries.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. His name is Christopher Moynihan. And he had said on Friday that in a few days he would kill Congressman Jeffries in New York City for the future.
Oh, boy.
So
of our world.
It's the dangerous left.
Yeah.
As they continue to distract us from what's going on the right, the threats, the death threats, they're accusing the left of doing exactly the same thing. A little projection right there.
92.7 WMDX. Good morning. It's John and Gordy. Just reminding everybody what's happening here.
All right.
In our next half hour, Mike McCabe will join us, a Substack blogger and author. And right now it's 45 degrees. It's chilly to start out this Wednesday. Highs just 48, maybe a couple of sprinkles the way. Okay. On with the big stories of the day. You just jump right into the deep end, right off the diving board.
I can't help myself. It's just one thing after the next.
Well, I know. It never ends. It's the fire hose of news.
And now you've got me very curious watching the White House be deconstructed.
Well, what next? I mean, out of the blue, they just start tearing it down.
You would never have guessed this would have happened.
Well...
Yeah. All right. Anyway, I made these amazing discoveries watching a little old TV from last week and this week. It's on Upfront. I don't know if you've ever caught that on WKOW.
Sure.
Originates out of Milwaukee. Mm. And they were interviewing Scott Fitzgerald and also Brian Stile. Mm. Let's get to Scott Fitzgerald first. This guy is the laziest son of a bitch. You know, when he ran for Congress, you know, he was in the legislature for quite a while. When he ran for Congress, he didn't have to debate his opponents. You know, it's just he had it made. He didn't have to say anything. He didn't have to give you a position. He'd stay even nothing. Just walked in and got the job, and he's still not doing anything. He and the administration aren't giving up on the ACA tax credits. They're not going to approve it, and I think they tipped their hand a little bit here. This is cut 80. Let's listen to Scott Fitzgerald say basically that, not really.
To that healthcare debate, Congressman, is there a scenario where you would vote to extend the subsidies for Obamacare as part of a package to open the government?
If they want to peel back Obamacare and have a full discussion about changes and the way it could be reformed,
full discussion,
I'm all ears. You know, it's something that I think has been frustrating for many of us who have watched that discussion.
Okay, well, that's pretty indecisive. Not really. There, he doesn't plan on doing anything about the tax credits, the subsidies for the Affordable Care Act. Okay, now let's go to Brian Stile. Brian Stile is a real I don't know. We brought up Automatron earlier. This guy, see here. When Brian Stile first ran for office, when Paul Ryan retired.
Okay.
And he came out and he looked just like Paul Ryan. So this was an easy vote for Republican voters because he had an R next to his name and he looked like Paul Ryan. He didn't have to have a position. He didn't come out and debate. He didn't know anything about anything at all. I remember that distinctly. I'm thinking, this guy is just running on his looks, looking like Paul Ryan. And he has changed since then. He has picked up on every cliche that a politician could possibly give in order not to answer a question. Okay? So this is Brian Stile's opinion about those tax credits. And now you'll know for sure that this is what they're talking about in Congress.
Okay.
And this is something that I think is just devastating for the Democrats having the shutdown because they have no intention of giving up on keeping those tax credits from the American public. Let's listen.
There's some 300,000 Wisconsinites using the Affordable Care Act. Would you vote to extend the subsidy stay for a year?
We know that those enhanced subsidies that go to insurance companies are ripe with waste, fraud, and abuse as they were extended. At a minimum, there need to be significant changes to that program to root out waste, fraud, and abuse. All part of the conversation that we should be having in Washington
rather than fighting over this clean CR. Yes.
So you're a maybe if that came to the floor?
Well, I'd like to see the final bill text. What I would note is the Democrat-passed language that we're currently living under is ripe with waste, fraud, and abuse. Number of studies showing how this program is being abused to the detriment of those that truly need the assistance.
No.
So I think we have an opportunity at a minimum to make significant reforms in the program.
Okay, so he's looking for reforms.
Yeah.
It's waste, fraud, and abuse, the cliche that they had a while back, you know, and now he's bringing it back again. And then he says he really wants to get rid of the waste, fraud, and abuse because then the program will help the people who really need it. That was the argument for Medicaid. That's not the argument for health care in this country for everybody else, right?
Right.
We all need health care.
Yes.
Okay, so anyway, he's combined all of these excuses, all these talking points into one. This guy has to be voted out. He does not think. He does not know what he's talking about. And now we know for sure that the Republicans in the back rooms are deciding not to pass these enhanced tax credits that were put in place during COVID.
Mm.
That's not going to happen. Wow. I knew it wasn't going to happen. I didn't think it would.
Mm-hmm.
They want to, you know, pass... They want to get out of this shutdown, and then they're going to put the Democrats off, and then we're going to hear this talk like Scott Fitzgerald saying, "Oh yeah, let's open up the ACA and talk about it. Let's have a," and then of course, like Brian Stile says, "Let's have a conversation." If I hear these cliches anymore, I'm going to shoot myself. I'm my own worst enemy.
Okay. Thanks for the warning.
Oh man. Okay, let's get to Ron Johnson now.
Okay, take a deep breath.
This is the last nail in the coffin here.
Okay.
And Ron Johnson,
what's he been up to?
He got into the race to run for senator so he could oppose Obamacare. He hated it so much. It was just the worst thing that could ever happen because the the system of healthcare at the time was the worst possible system you can come up with. Free market healthcare. There were places where you could go if you had a pre-existing condition, but it wasn't in healthcare because they wanted the insurance companies to only insure healthy people so they could make a profit, right? And they put these other sick people with pre-existing conditions on something else, which, by the way, the taxpayers and healthcare providers raised our rates on. So I want to give this. This is Ron Johnson. Let's listen to his excuse of why he doesn't want to see any kind of tax credit extended.
You know, let's bring free market competition back into the healthcare industry. Let's bring back, you know, way more consumer choice. You know, Rick Scott, an expert in healthcare, right?
He's with
working
fraud.
With people like Rick myself, Scott, leadership, fraud. The White House. You know, let's design the Republican plan. You know, we completely blew it with the repeal and replace. I never liked that term. I always said, let's repair the damage done, transition to a system that works. Health savings accounts. Again, you know, open up the marketplace to high catastrophic plan. Let individuals use money we deposit in a health savings account to buy whatever insurance they want. Association plans. I mean, there's all kinds of good free market ideas out there that give consumers the choice. Put them in the driver's seat and bring back the benefits of free market competition, because that's what we've driven out of healthcare.
So he's saying that we can have the consumers controlling healthcare, essentially.
Sure.
Now, just think of how stupid that sounds. Yeah, I have a lot of control over what my health insurance company allows me to do.
Mm.
Boy, they really give me a lot of freedom.
Right.
I don't think so. So, he wants the free market healthcare system to come back, which was a miserable failure. People couldn't afford their health insurance, and people with pre-existing conditions, which is a huge percentage of Americans now. I think 45% of the Americans have a pre-existing condition, and they'd have to go on these certain plans that cost a whole hell of a lot of money, and those plans are paid for by taxpayers, and they're paid for the insurance company, paid for by the insurance companies. So when the insurance companies pay into these high-risk pools, they raise the rates on everybody else to pay for that. They're not doing it out of the goodness of their heart to have these people on these high-risk pools. They are going to raise the rates on everybody else. And that's why insurance costs so much back then, and no one had health insurance back then. Ron Johnson wants to go back to that.
Mm.
I say take his health care away from him.
Yeah, Congress, they all have health care.
Yeah, take it away from them. Take it away until they give us all health care, everybody.
And they're all collecting paychecks, too, by the way, during the shutdown.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
They're
okay.
They're the elite. Yeah. That's what it's all about. Anyway, I hope that kind of gives you an idea of what's going on behind the scenes. These people are not interested in helping the American public whatsoever. All right?
They're not going to compromise.
No.
At all.
All right. All right. Now, let's get to something that I think is kind of sad and horrible. We haven't really talked about ICE taking away individuals and people, but this has happened out on the streets of New York. A massive federal immigration raid just took place on Canal Street in New York City.
Hmm.
ICE hauled away a whole bunch of people. Let's listen to this cut here, 185.
Looking at it right now. And what we were told is officers from the United States Immigration and Customs Enforcement were seen detaining the individuals near Canal Street, near Church and Broadway on Tuesday afternoon. Over a dozen federal officers wearing vests that read police federal agent were seen walking on the sidewalk in lower Manhattan with zip ties. The officers got in the car and left the area. The area normally has lots of street vendors, and now the streets are clear.
No street vendors, streets are clear.
Yeah.
Well, that really adds to the character of New York City.
Wow. They've been there for years.
Yeah.
I'm sure some of those street vendors.
That's right.
Yeah.
And
just take them all away.
I know.
<it's>, on it goes.
I love New York. You know, I had one experience driving through it, and I love driving through New York City.
It's a challenge.
No, it is. It was wonderful.
Yeah.
But anyway, without the street vendors, it wouldn't be New York City.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So taking everybody out is just insane. And I have another cut here I was going to play, but we don't have time right now. It's ICE attacking a mom in front of the kids, and the press interviewed the children. And it's something else to listen to, so we'll get to that in just a moment.
Okay, 19 past the hour, and coming up in about 15 minutes, Mike McCabe will join us, Substack author and blogger. It's all coming up on John and Gordy, WMDX.
WMDX, where your neighbors argue politely.
This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning is brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. If you're having trouble with your hearing, do something about it. Talk with the good folks at Madison Hearing Aid Center. They're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road. Call them and make an appointment at 608-249-4077. You can take an initial hearing test online at madisonhearingaidcenter.com. Don't let your hearing loss frustrate you anymore. They help John and Gordy hear better, and they can help you too. Madison Hearing Aid Center.
I'm hungry. What's cooking?
Oh, no, not me. It's your turn.
Oh, we're back to taking turns?
Yes.
Well, how about Sugar River Pizza?
Oh, yeah, now they can cook.
I could really go for some of that 12-hour smoked pulled pork.
Ooh, and some pasta. Mm. Okay, now I'm hungry. Sugar River, here we come.
And they have that great kids menu, too.
We don't have any kids.
Right. That's beside the point. The point is, I'm hungry.
You're hungry. Let's go.
Yes. And we should talk about having some kids.
Get in the car, Bob. Sugar River, Sun Prairie, Verona, New Glarus, and catering.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drugged driving and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
Get monster savings during October at Verlo Mattress of Madison. Save hundreds off mattresses, platforms, bed frames, sheets, pillows, and plenty more. American-made, locally crafted. Check out monster savings all month long at Verlo Mattress of Madison.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Some sailor, someone sold you to a sailor. Goose that mama. Oh, yeah. 92.7 is John and Gordy in the Morning. WMDX on the Civic Media app. Bluetooth it into your car stereo and enjoy.
That's okay? The way to do it. You can give us calls. Phone lines are open, 608-879-8255. Going to stay kind of cloudy here for a while. Maybe some sprinkles or showers here and there, but not much. It's 45 degrees, and highs today will just top out at 48. Going to be cool and breezy all day long.
You know, Mark brings up a good question out of the sack. He says, what happens when, as is his habit, Trump doesn't pay the contractors who turned down the White House?
Turned down the wall,
says? You know, that's a really good question.
Yeah, he says because the Treasury's closed and isn't supposed to be cutting checks, and Trump claimed we, the taxpayers, aren't supposed to pay for this thing that he's adding on there, the ballroom. So how,
he always comes up with an excuse. If they didn't tear it down the right way, they didn't do their job, not going to pay him. He's going to go in court and then pay half the price that they originally contracted with.
Well, he just said a couple of weeks ago he was just going to build this ballroom and it was just going to be attached to the White House.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It wasn't going to affect anything, wasn't going to touch the existing building.
And, by the way, it's paid for by billionaires, right?
Right.
Did they know they were going to build a new White House?
I don't know.
All right, here we go. This is not funny stuff. This is an ICE attack on a mom. After the mother was attacked, tackled, agents continued to kick her, lying on the ground, so hard that it bruised her ribs and shoulder. This was an interview of her kids. So let's listen to this.
I saw the sniper up a roof, and he was just, like, standing, ready to shoot cars.
And no one else.
I saw helicopters, one helicopter, and a car, and also soldiers.
And what did you see? What else happened?
I saw my mom with handcuffs and... It got me scared, and I saw soldiers, and all of the people went on the track, and they had to cancel it, and I was shaking, and then my arm was shaking, my arms, my legs, and then I started crying.
And they're like, get out of the truck, and I was sitting down in my truck, and then they pulled out a gun, and they're like, get out of the truck, so that, of course, I'm going to comply with a gun is to my, pointed at me, and then... They tackle my mom, start kicking her, punching her. She has her ribs are all bruised, shoulders bruised, everything. Tell her, point a gun to her head, say that they're going to blow her head off. And they get everyone's groups formed, like with their family. They cuff everyone besides the little kids. And I have bruises from them.
Yeah. So that's, it's still going on.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
These kids are traumatized.
I know.
Watching this kind of
thing. I know.
It's just unbelievable.
Just no thought whatsoever in any of this. Just brutal. Just brutality. Speaking of ICE, there's a recruitment ad that is running on Spotify and a few other streaming services. I want to get into this. It's Cut 171. Get that ready. And this is a web wisdom as well to report this particular news item. Let's listen.
The platform Spotify has gone full on MAGA. Let me explain. Spotify has begun airing recruitment videos for ICE, and they refuse to back down. Spotify will continue airing harmful ads from the Department of Homeland Security that says millions of illegals are rampaging the streets. Join ICE today. This is only the latest development in Spotify supporting Donald Trump and his administration. They donated $150,000 to his inauguration this past January. Meanwhile, the CEO of Spotify, Daniel Ek, is under fire for his investment firm investing 600 million euros into an AI platform to support military. Military AI has been highly criticized as it's putting the lives of people in the hands of AI, hoping it makes the right decision without human intervention.
Not good. That doesn't sound good. DHS says that the ad blitz has led to more than 175,000 applications and 18,000 tentative job offers. Only users without the premium plan are getting this ad, by the way, just to let you know. And the ad specifically target disgruntled police officers in many of the major cities. So let's listen to Cut 173.
In too many cities, dangerous illegals walk free as police are forced to stand down. Join ICE and help us catch the worst of the worst with bonuses up to $50,000 and generous benefits. Apply now. Join ICE.gov.
All right.
Man.
Yeah. I didn't
so
necessarily
ads?
Want to provide the address for that.
Right.
So, yeah, they're targeting, disgruntled police officers who can't do anything, who are told to stand down. And making it seem like they're the bad guys as well. So, that's
sign what's
them
happening. Up. Yeah, man.
On Spotify, of all places. We were talking about Spotify earlier this morning, where Spotify podcasters with video are going to be on Netflix.
Right.
So they're going to kind of share the platform there. I don't know. It seems kind of stupid to me because podcasts and video, I just thought that's the way it was done.
Yeah.
I didn't think they were anything special. Just audio podcasts. I don't remember ever actually listening to one of those.
Mm.
Usually they come with video, don't they?
I think so. Yeah, I
most
don't know.
Of them.
This is a shame. I like Spotify, but man, it's disappointing.
Yeah, it's really disappointing.
Taking up these ads.
If we could, we could disconnect from all of these things that have now become an arm of the Trump administration, right?
Mm.
All right. Okay. Well, hey, coming up, Mr. Smiley Face.
Mike McCabe.
Mike McCabe is going to be in the studio. He's always got a positive, uplifting message for everybody. And I can't wait to at least have him here in the studio.
You can find the silver lining in every dark cloud out there.
Yes, indeed.
Okay. He's coming up next. First up, though, news, weather. Oh, no, wait, I'm sorry. Midwest Food and Farm Report. That's what's coming up WMDX.
WMDX Madison, where democracy meets dairy.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
You want to talk giant pumpkins in Wisconsin? There is an entire group of growers dedicated to capturing the title. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Wednesday. More stories about how giant pumpkins are grown in the state. That's on the way next.
How does a soybean become a Dairyland seed difference maker? It starts in the labs of Corteva Agriscience, where Enlist E3 technology is designed to fight the toughest weeds for the greatest yield potential. Then it's hand-selected by Dairyland seed agronomists to be the ideal fit for Midwestern soils and conditions. Finally, it's tested on acres by farmers like you to ensure it's proven to outperform. It's a long road, but the only way to make a difference. Find your soybean difference maker at DairylandSeedSoybeans.com.
This year, Jim Ford, a giant pumpkin grower from Fond du Lac, actually ended up topping the competition with his pumpkin that weighed in at 2,491 pounds. He's not alone when it comes to trying to grow those giant pumpkins. Thomas Motzma is from Brandon nearby, and he's been growing competitive giant pumpkins for over a decade. And he said, while you may be impressed with the size, it takes a lot of time and effort to get them that big.
And then they'll go out in the garden late April to early May, all depending on, you know, what kind of spring we have. A lot of growers now will put them in mini, mini tents or mini greenhouses, 5x10, 10x20. And then before we set that, we'll have hitting cables usually dug in the ground. And then they get transplanted outdoors, like I said, late April, early May. And then they get the TLC from the greenhouse until they get big enough where the greenhouse will have to be taken off.
Thomas Motzma from the Brandon area explaining a little bit more about the dedication that has to go into producing the giant pumpkins you're hearing about at this time of the year. He said, in Wisconsin, the giant pumpkin growers are always working towards a pumpkin that weighs 3,000 pounds or maybe better.
At Steffes Auctioneers, we don't just sell, we guide. Knowing what your equipment or land is worth isn't just a number, it's clarity. It's the first step in making smart decisions for your future. That's why we offer honest, market-based valuations with no pressure to sell. Just insight you can trust. Start with a conversation or start with the valuation. Steffes Auctioneers. We don't just sell, we guide. Not sure where to start? Let's talk. Visit steffesgroup.com right now. That's steffesgroup.com.
Maybe you've got one of those giant pumpkins we were talking about. We'd love to see a picture. You can send it to us through our brand new Midwest Farm Report app. Download it. Available for both Apple and Android. Midwest Farm Report. And start using and interacting with us today. That's a look at food news. I'm PM Yonke.
92.7 WMDX. Madison's real news and great conversation. And home to the Todd Allball Show. Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Just an isolated light shower possible today. Otherwise, cloudy, breezy, and chilly with high temperatures right around 50. For tonight, a fairly cold night for this time of year. Gradually decreasing clouds, low temperatures in the mid-30s. Currently, it's 44.
No fear here, just monster savings at Verlo Mattress of Madison. This October, the only thing creeping near your bed is a deal too good to miss. We custom make every mattress so you know exactly what's inside. No tricks, just treats. Save hundreds on mattresses, foundations, headboards, sheets, and more. Monster savings at Verlo Mattress of Madison. Upgrade your bedroom and unleash the sleep of your dreams. American made, locally crafted, Verlo. Hurry in before these monster savings vanish. Verlo Mattress of Madison.
Join me, Tom Hartman, each and every weekday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for the Tom Hartman Program right here on Civic Media. I talk about the issues that all Wisconsinites can get behind, from unrigging our economy so it works for all of us, not just the billionaire class, to improving our representative government, to delivering on the promise of we the people. Tune in middays right here on your local Civic Media station from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for the Tom Hartman Program. Tag, you're it.
Todd Alba.
Hey everybody, join us next time. From Indiana University canceling its school newspaper to northern Wisconsin being served by high school students, we'll discuss it with Pat Kreitler and Trigg Vuels. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
It's Good News Week. Someone's dropped a bomb somewhere, contaminating atmosphere and blackening the sky. It's Good News Week. Doctors finding many ways of wrapping brains in metal trays to keep us from the heat.
Yes, it's Good News Week.
It is?
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the morning. And each and every Wednesday morning at this time, our special guest, Mike McCabe, makes it into the studio, trying to bring us all up, all of us up.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. My job is harder this morning, I think. On the drive-in, you seemed really tightly wound, John.
some days are better than others. So, you know, I was just checking out some of your previous posts here on Substack, and your poem that you had from Caitlin Sida.
Yeah.
That's one of the most depressing poems I think I've read in a long time.
Oh, I don't think so.
Really?
I think you misread it.
Well, okay. Mm-hmm. Here's a few lines out of it. They're talking about hope. Okay. It's the gritty, nasty little carrier of such diseases as optimism, persistence, perseverance, and joy, transmittable as it drags its tail across your path and bites you in the ass. So I'm, I'm kind of there with that.
No, here's the thing I love about that poem, and it's colorfully written, a little bit of profanity in there, and it is a gritty writing, but the thing I love about it is that what it says is so true. Hope doesn't have wings and is not hovering above the fray. Hope is right down there in the muck. It's right down here in the thick of things, dealing with all of the crap that we deal with right here in our lives. But it doesn't have wings to keep it above the fray. It's got claws that allows it to hold on for dear life. When hope should slip from our grasp, no, hope is that tenacious little sewer rat that can hang on for dear life. And so to me, that is a wonderfully uplifting and hopeful message. Mm-hmm. Hope is not something out of our grasp. It's right down here with us, dealing with all the stuff that we have to deal with. And there's no reason. Hope is tenacious. It can hang on no matter what. It's a delightful poem. She's a young 20 something.
I'm encouraged by that then.
Yeah. She's she's Gen Z I just love that particular poem.
Well, it says here, hope is not some delicate, beautiful bird, Emily. It's a lowly little sewer rat that snorts pesticides like they were lines of coke and still shows up on time to work the next day looking no worse for wear.
Right.
Good poem.
It's funny. Yeah. But it also has that nice underlying message that hope is down here.
That's why
with
you're
us.
Here. You always got that nice underlying message now, somewhere.
Your Substack article, the latest one, is called Weapons of Mass Construction.
Yeah.
And you start out with a pledge. It's the 4-H pledge,
it is,
right?
It is.
And you've kind of kept that pledge in your memory since your days with 4-H?
Can't help it, because it's like the pledge. How many times did all of us say the Pledge of Allegiance?
Yes,
right.
You know,
right.
So, yeah. And so the 4-H pledge, you know, is something that I also had to recite.
I think that first line is just amazing. That's really a cool first line.
It's, so, I pledge my head to clearer thinking, my heart to greater loyalty.
Clearer thinking.
Yeah.
It's just amazing.
My hands to larger service and my health to better living for my club, my community, my country, and my world.
Yeah.
How long were you with 4-H as a kid?
All my growing up years. Really? And you know, I wanted to, you know, so going to the 4-H fair was a big deal.
Sure.
And you know, it was part of my childhood. It was one of those annual events that we looked forward to, but I always wanted to show cattle or something at a very early age. And when I was really young, they wouldn't let me do that. I guess they thought that a really young kid was incapable of, you know, showing a calf or a heifer or something like that.
Well, what did
you
do?
And so they stuck me in leather crafts.
I had to make
stuff out of leather.
Like wallets and stuff?
Right. You make a little leather coaster, you make a belt or something. And I hated leather crafts with a flaming passion. but it didn't make me totally give up on 4-H.
Yeah.
Even though, you know, I had to do like leather crafts for 2 years. Got onto some woodworking, you know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you know, you go to the fair and there's all the vegetables and different things that people have grown, and there's all the, you know, the cattle and the animals, mm-hmm. and everything, and people are showing that off. And I earned my ribbons, and you know, I sad to admit I didn't get that many blue ribbons. Most of them were pink or white or red. Mm-hmm. But it's
a great program.
It is a great program. And then we would have these meetings periodically, and I would have to recite that pledge. And mm-hmm. you know, and I got to thinking that, you know, what you read, Gordy.
Yeah.
You know, those ideals kind of slipped from our grasp as a society. This idea of service to others, and,
right. And community.
Yeah. You know, that devotion to community has slipped from our grasp. And I just would have never thought when I was a kid mm-hmm. reciting that vow mm-hmm. that those ideals would become scarcities in my lifetime.
Well, at least in the last 9 months, without question.
But I know there was a first administration, too, for Trump.
But
you know, what's happened in the last 9 months it didn't happen in a vacuum. It's been happening over the course of many years.
Simmering.
It's been simmering. It's been brewing.
You know,
those ingredients have been kind of blended together, and maybe the dish is actually being cooked right now.
Yeah.
Mm. But man, there's been a lot of prep time, a lot of. This is not something that just was sprung on us in the last 9 months.
Right. You know, the title Weapons of Mass Construction, now we could apply that to the White House.
What do you think about this?
That's nuts.
Well, one of the sad things, of course, is that there is an office that is responsible for oversight of the upkeep and maintenance of the White House, because this is public property. This is the people's house. And you know, here you have somebody who just on a whim just says, oh, just start knocking part of it down.
Yeah.
And we're going to build something different. And that, you know, that's all part of why we had these No Kings rallies all across the country.
Mm-hmm.
I was in Minneapolis, by the way. For the No Kings rally. Because I was up there visiting some friends, and our son lives up there. So also visiting our son.
Yeah.
And went to the one in downtown Minneapolis, and one of the local TV stations estimated the crowd at 100,000.
Wow!
I don't know if it was 100.
That's probably true, though.
But it was many tens of thousands of people, and the crowd built over the course of the afternoon, and it was completely peaceful, downright joyful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people pushing babies in strollers and people dressed up in their inflatable animal costumes.
Isn't that something?
And more American flags being waved than you could count. It was, It was an amazing spectacle, amazing sight. Well, I understand that they also had 25,000 at the state capitol in St. Paul.
Mm-hmm.
So huge turnout in the Twin Cities, as there was all across the country, and the great thing was that people made it a positive and buoyant experience.
Yeah, you should check out the Ben Wickler time lapse walk through the crowd. It's just
here
really,
in Madison, yeah.
really nice looking thing.
Uh-huh.
And we had some great speakers here at the Capitol too. In fact, Judge Everett Mitchell.
I heard his speech. I just saw it on video.
We played it here on the program.
I wasn't here to witness it in person, but yeah. I did see a video clip.
And it
of
is
it.
Really inspirational. Yeah. It was a really fantastic speech.
Yeah.
Talking with Mike McCabe, Substack blogger and author. If you'd like to give us a call, 608-879-8255.
Well, let's throw around a few H-bombs there.
What do we got?
Explain, you mentioned H-bombs at that. That's pretty cool. It's a nice analogy.
You know, 4-H, of course,
yes.
Stands for head, heart, hands, and health.
There you go.
Okay. Those are the 4 H's that we are supposed to devote to. Service to community,
right?
And then I throw around other H-bombs like honesty and honor and humor. And humor, I think, is one of those that is so effective at diffusing or disarming hate and malice when people just spew anger and spite at each other. Returning that just fuels the flame.
Yeah.
It just makes things worse. Humor has such an ability to disarm. So that was one of them I put in there. Humility, of course, was another. And
humor cuts through the crap.
It sure does.
You know?
Yeah. It sure does.
Puts it in a different light, puts it in a different perspective.
It sure does.
Gets to the heart of the matter, usually.
And I think the essence of the article was really to say that the way we control our own state of mind is probably our best and perhaps only defense against all the wickedness that we're experiencing.
Yeah.
Control over one's own state of mind. And there again, if you are cheerful, if you actually maintain a sense of humor in a really dark moment, that is an incredible act of defiance.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, when you see the administration's response to the No Kings rallies, they desperately wanted to characterize this as a bunch of hooligans who are terrorists and are
they hate America crowd.
They hate America and they're simply trying to dismantle everything and destroy everything and burn and loot and when they couldn't conceivably characterize those protests as that, then they turned around and said, well, it's just a bunch of old white people.
That's right.
And they have desperately tried to find a narrative that describes this. And, the only narrative that makes sense is that there are millions and millions of Americans who want nothing to do with the destruction of our Constitution and who are very proud of our country, but are not happy with what's being currently done to our country. That was the message. And they have not been able to come up with a narrative that counters that.
Well, they tried to say that all the signs were pre-printed and sent out by George Soros.
And that we were all paid.
And what we noticed here was every sign was handmade.
Man, of course. Yeah. And that's what I saw in Minneapolis as well, is every imaginable kind of homemade sign. So many people carry an American flag.
Yeah.
And not a single soul got a check or got a payment. If it was true that people were being paid to protest, then there were some MAGA types who went to the protest. Why didn't they just sign up and get one of those checks so that they would have proof that people were being paid to
good
be there?
Good point.
I wanted to dress up as a George Soros ATM where they could deposit those checks.
Would have been the easiest thing in the world to just sign up and get one of the checks if that was actually what was being done.
Exactly.
We'll be back with more with Mike McCabe after this on WMDX. God, what you doing to me? God, what you doing to me?
You took away everything I had, you put the lid on me.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
This portion of the John and Gordy Show is brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center, 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison, helping people change their lives by improving their hearing. They offer fast and flexible appointments with individualized care. Go to MadisonHearingAidCenter.com and take a free hearing test online. They help John Peterson, they help me, and they can help you too. Call them at 608-249-4077. Don't let hearing loss frustrate you anymore. Go to MadisonHearingAidCenter.com.
This is Chad Spate for Chad's Design Build. We're proud to employ some of the best carpenters and remodeling professionals in our industry. Are you honest and hardworking? Do you love to improve people's lives by improving their homes? Chad's Design Build offers excellent compensation and benefits focused on outstanding customer service, professional design, construction management, and craftsmanship, all in a nurturing, positive workplace. Whether you're thinking about remodeling your home or considering joining our team, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. In 2023, under pressure from election conspiracy activists, Texas and nine other red states left the multi-state cooperative called ERIC, which helped to keep state voter rolls clean. 2 years later, local election officials are asking Texas state election officials for immediate fixes to its reportedly erratic homegrown voter registration system called TEAM. Governor Greg Abbott signed SB 1070 in June 2023, authorizing state officials to create a state-run interstate voter registration cross-check system. Over 2 years later, and on the eve of the TEAM system's rollout, VoteBeat Texas reports that four organizations representing Texas election officials cited inconsistent system behavior, only intermittent and under-resourced support, and statewide training gaps. Just last month, Texas Secretary of State Jane Nelson announced agreements with nine states to share and compare voter registration data in an effort to replace the Electronic Registration Information Center's sophisticated data processing capability to identify voters who moved, died, or registered in more than one state. The Texas election officials said in their letter, "The current state of the TEAM rollout creates undue risk to voters and the integrity of election officials," and urged action before November 4th. We've linked to local reporting at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
You'll find monster savings during October at Verlo Mattress of Madison. Save on adjustable bases, now 30 to 50% off. Prepare for a sleep sanctuary like no other with their amazing accessory offers. Verlo Mattress of Madison.
We are the National Park Foundation, and together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
This is the message I want you to consider. How are we using our time? Yes, time. Yes, time. How are you spending your time? Because make no mistake, our time is being stolen with algorithmic precision. Time. Woo! Attention spans. Time. Reading durability, time, the capacity to sit, think, refocus, and reimagine the world. Time is being stolen. The calmness that allows for creativity to find us, time is being taken away. And after scrolling for 30 seconds, it teaches a generation that if you don't want to face hard things, just scroll to the next one. And the feed keeps feeding us. It stars the very story that we need time to understand. And while we scroll, the system tightens. The black unemployment rate rises to the level that it was in 1968 as DEI programs are being gutted. 350,000 black women have lost their jobs in spaces that were created to bring inclusion. And why is this the moment? Because I got to remind you right now, Wisconsin, now is that time. Because if now is not the time, I don't never know when time is.
That is great stuff. Absolutely. That is that's Reverend and Judge Everett Mitchell speaking at the No Kings rally at the Capitol on Saturday. And it was just a riveting performance. He was the first speaker. It's kind of hard to follow that.
Hard act to follow.
It right. was.
And I got to tip my cap to Dom on the selection of that clip.
Yeah.
Because I tell you, of that whole speech, and the whole speech is riveting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
An amazing performance by Judge Mitchell. But that clip, talking about how we just scroll on to the next problem.
If you don't like that.
Right.
And it really speaks to what I was writing about, too. Books, all of those banned books out there are weapons of mass construction. they mm-hmm. you know, reading is one of those things that we can do to escape the doom scrolling. It gives us time to reflect and to gain insight and to gain inspiration and to digest what we're going through and make sense out of what we're going through so that we can develop a strategy to combat the forces of darkness. And Judge Mitchell spoke so powerfully to that, that need for us to stay focused on what's really essential, to reflect, to digest, to think, to give ourselves time to think, so that we know how to act, and instead that algorithmic precision that he talked about just has us continuing to scroll through one item,
right.
one outrage after another, after another, after another, and we never give ourselves time to develop a strategy.
Well, I think his point of view, saying that it's time being stolen.
Yeah,
I mean that just sent a chill through me.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Gave me goosebumps as well.
Let's take a phone call here. We have Pizza Box Mike on the phone this morning. Mike, go ahead.
You just said what I felt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I still do. Every time I think about it, I get the goosebumps, my hair stands up, and it's for a good reason, man.
Yeah.
I'm ready to go.
Absolutely.
Let's do that.
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
Thanks, good to Mike. Hear your voice, Mike.
Yeah. It's good hearing from
Mike. Thank you. Got a comment here from Ralph, who says, Mr. McCabe is a wonder. Yeah, you're a wonder, Mike. grateful to hear the appreciation of 4-H, which was a positive force in my youth as well.
Yeah,
I know a lot of people that went through 4-H that really, I mean, it sticks with them.
I don't even know how much city folk were ever exposed to it. Maybe they were, maybe they weren't. But in rural life, 4-H was really a pillar of community, and it was a big part of everybody's upbringing when you grew up out in the country.
Yeah,
for sure.
That's true. Tim out in DeForest sent us a text saying, someone shared this with me about identical signs. Seemed like the only ones that had identical signs were at Trump rallies. I wonder if they were paid by Trump.
And this is an interesting point, because one of the things that makes me cringe sometimes about protests is that there isn't a coherent or unifying theme, because everybody's got their own sign and everybody's got their own agenda item.
Yeah.
But you know, even though it was a completely homemade signs and people just sort of expressing what was in their hearts, there was a unifying theme. There was this defense of the Constitution, the defense of the American way, defense of democracy was at the heart of everybody's sign, everybody's message. And they had all these different ways of saying it, and it was all handwritten on cardboard signs. And yet a powerful, unified message came out of it. And I think the most telling sign was that the administration couldn't come up with a coherent narrative to counter it.
Yep.
They didn't. They were helpless.
Oh, boy, they tried, though.
They tried.
They flooded social media efforts, but it just all fell flat. Let's go to CJ real quick here. What do you got for us, CJ?
Got just a minute, CJ.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
You know, I hear a lot of cliches, and like I said, no one can really define when you go out there and ask them what they're opposing at No Kings, but as this president donates his salary back, renovates, and you guys make it sound like the White House has never been added on to or renovated. This guy at his own dime donates his salary, pays for the renovation and then the addition of a multi-million-dollar ballroom. And
we needed that ballroom, boy, didn't we?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, the country really is.
Fact, You know, the continuing resolution that the Democrats offered on page 57, 2141, opened the border again. Mm-hmm. And how many months? Okay. I think zero people coming through the window. They now come through the door.
All right. CJ, thanks for the call. And, you know, a lot of those signs were so creative. It was just amazing.
Mm-hmm. We got to leave it there. Mike McCabe, thanks for joining us.
A delight as always.
We'll talk to you next Wednesday.
No response needed.
No response needed. All right. That is going to do it for us. Stephanie Miller is right around the corner. We'll be back tomorrow with Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils and Jim Santel. Have a great day.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump said to be demanding $230 million from his Justice Department for the money that he spent on special counsel investigations, focusing on his first time in office, one related to alleged Russian interference in the 2016 election, the other investigation into the classified documents found at Mar-a-Lago. Drone and missile attacks over Ukraine, killing at least half a dozen people as a meeting that the White House said would be held between President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin has been scrapped.
Just days ago, President Trump said he would be meeting face-to-face with Russian President Putin in the coming weeks, optimistic that they could finally negotiate an end to the war in Ukraine. But now Trump concedes that meeting is not likely to happen after Russia made clear they had no intention of striking a deal. The Kremlin saying, quote, you can't postpone what was not scheduled.
ABC's Mary Bruce. Now, this is day 22 of the government shutdown. This is ABC News.